And more than 90 Detroit public schools are closed for the second day today because of teachers calling in sick to protest the lack of money to pay them through the summer. Sarah Swick is the Detroit reporter for Michigan Radio. And Sarah, schools will run out of money June 30th, but when a teacher pay deal was struck in March, everyone knew teachers spread their salary throughout the year to better budget. So what happened?
The Michigan State Legislature passed some emergency funding, almost $50 million, that was supposed to cover all of the costs, including obviously payroll costs for this school year for the Detroit Public Schools. And the teachers union says their understanding was that would cover payroll costs for all teachers, including the majority of teachers who are paid throughout the year, not just during the school year. But they just found out on Friday, apparently, from district officials that those teachers will not be paid during the summer. So teachers are now staging these sick outs in protest.
So, yes, they deferred salary through the summer. It's hard for families to budget. Now they may not get it. You've been speaking to some of them. What are you hearing?
Yes, the sense of frustration among Detroit Public Schools teachers is really just reached a breaking point at this point. This is Christine Golet. She's a speech pathologist at a Detroit school.
We've been given many promises before, and we've been very patient. But at this point, the rubber has to hit the road, and they need to get us stabilized already.
She's talking about the state of Michigan there. The state has controlled the Detroit Public Schools through a series of what we call emergency managers since 2009. So people, the teachers are really laying the blame at the state here and saying, hey, things have really declined under your watch, and now you essentially have to bail us out.
What about parents and students? It can't be easy on them.
It's not. It's incredibly difficult, as you can imagine, on parents who have to scramble to make arrangements for their children who don't know day to day if schools are going to be open. The majority of parents that I have talked to, though, really support the teachers. I mean, not all of them, but the majority kind of feel the same way in that they say, we don't really have any control over this district. It's been under state control for a number of years now. So their frustration is mostly directed toward the state as well.
Look, we're reading accounts of teachers in schools in which there are rats, mold, buildings literally crumbling. We know the school system in Detroit has also been stripped further by charter schools that take away a lot of the kids. There's a low tax base, lots of problems in Detroit. But what happens now?
The state legislature has to figure something out. I mean, the state of Michigan has a constitutional obligation to provide public education to the children in Detroit, but it's just very unclear what that bailout or whatever you want to call it is going to look like. I mean, the Michigan state legislature is dominated by Republicans, and they really don't like that the teachers have been staging these sick outs.
Well, and we should add that Michigan's Governor Rick Snyder, who's also come under attack for the Flint water situation, didn't he ask the Republican legislature for more funding and they turned it down?
He has asked the state legislature to move on a package of bills. There are currently sort of competing aid packages in the state House and the state Senate. The governor is pushing the one that the state Senate has passed. The state House wants to pass one that is seen as a little bit more punitive toward, or actually a lot more punitive toward teachers, and puts more restrictions on returns to local control. So there's infighting within the Republicans in Lansing, and then there's also just sort of the larger political picture here where it's just been very difficult to get things done. So it's not clear what, if anything, he'll be able to get out of the legislature.
Sarah Swick of Michigan Radio, thanks so much.
Thank you, Robin.